Yesterday we began speaking about the importance of shalom. Chazal say so much about this, it warrants us giving another 3-minute session on it. Continuing Derech Erech Zuta, after it speaks about the parts of shalom being important for the world's continued survival, it speaks about the importance of shalom for our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Gadol hu ha-shalom. The Jewish people, only when they said together, Kol asher diber Hashem na'aseh v'nishma, when they spoke in one voice, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was happy enough to give them the Torah. And it also mentions about the Derech Eretz Zuta, the fact that the Jewish people encamped together at Har Sinai, as we all know. Vayichan sham Yisrael neged ahar. It was their connection to each other, and their speaking in one voice, two different parts of Achdus, that make the giving of the Torah possible. In fact, the Medrash speaks about the importance of Achdut, not just in our Keshe with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as far as receiving the Torah, but also in our continued connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and our ability, our schut, our merit in having Him support us in war. The Gemara, the Medrash, Rabbah tells us in Bereishis that even if the Jews are serving Avodah Zarah, but they have Shalom amongst them, not only does God help them, but the Lashon of the Medrash is Hashem says, Kaveyachol eini yachol ishlot behem. And not just I don't choose to stop them, I can't control them, because when they have shalom, it's an unstoppable force. The Medrash Rabbah in Bamidbar gives an example, the time of David HaMelech, when they were a righteous people, they lost soldiers in war, but in the time of Achav, who was a Rasha, the Jews would go out to war and come back without losing, without any casualties. Medrash explains, because in the door of Achav, they were all over the Avodah Zarah, but they were b'shalom, they fought together. And we can understand that even before you talk about the help from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when a group fights together as one, that's when they're strong and that's when they're able to be successful. The Sefer HaChinuch writes, when he talks about the Isser of Nakama, Mitzvah Reish Mem Aleph, B'yot HaShalom Bein Anashim, Yaseh Hashem Shalom Aleinu. When we act b'shalom, God reinforces that by giving us, blessing us, shalom. And that's why in the Brach of Shalom at the end of Shmon Esrei, we ask Hashem, Sim shalom tovo v'racha chen v'chesed v'rachmo l'nevi ha'kol Yisrael amecha, barchenu avinu kulanu ke'echod. Bless us all as one. And when we speak to God as one and ask Him to bless us all as one, that's when He can actually give us that blessing. One last point about defining shalom. Rav Kook asks in his Arota Tshuva, Ma'amar Shalom B'Shem, how can it be that this Shalom is such a great, powerful thing, so, so important and special, the Kli Machzik Bracha, as we mentioned yesterday from the Mishnah in Uktzin, and it merely means the lack of hostility. Is that what Shalom means? The Akedas Yitzchak says, could it be that Shalom is merely the lack of something bad only comes about because of something embarrassing? Both Rav Kook and earlier before him, Akedas Yitzchak say, true shalom means much more than not fighting with each other. It means appreciating each other. It means seeing everybody's place within the world and living in harmony with other people, not just that we don't fight, but that we appreciate everyone's place. May we work during the 3 weeks that are generated by sinas chinam and a lack of shalom on having shalom rooted in an appreciation of each other.